This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Holidays are going to be strange this year. I'm putting the carriage before the horse, and you don't want to think about Christmas or Thanksgiving, but certainly on my mind, only because normally we always do Christmas together as our family, right? My mom, my dad, my siblings.
Yeah.
We're all in one place. We go to grandma's. It's awesome. This year, not so much. Parents, now divorced. Officially. And I got an email from my mom the other day. Text, not email. A text from my mom saying, you should come down and visit me. I'm going to be in North Carolina for Christmas.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. Now, what happens if I go and see my mom in North Carolina with my wife now? Now I'm leaving my dad and my siblings in Indiana. They're not going to be there, obviously, so I wouldn't see them or my grandmother. So now I've completely alienated that part of my family just for my mom.
Or they've alienated you. Or vice versa.
Who is?
Your sisters and your dad. Why are you the one alienating them?
They've alienated my mom.
Yeah,
they don't talk
exactly.
to my mom right now.
You're blaming yourself. I'm like, or it could go both ways.
Well, right, it could.
It's because you picked it. Nobody said, why is the home base your dad's house? You know what I mean?
I don't know where.
It's anywhere now.
It is anywhere.
It doesn't matter if it's North Carolina or Indiana.
So do I go and split time? Or is it okay to completely not go and visit family for Christmas and just stay home?
It's 100% okay to just stay home. Absolutely.
Totally. To just stay home and say, look, if you want to come up and visit us, that's cool. But if not, I'm not going to go. I don't want to deal with the drama of going just to see my dad. And then my mom's upset. Or I just go see my mom. And then my dad's upset. Or I go see my grandma.
Well,
and then
you're going to have to get over trying to please people. Make sure you text into 71037.
Yeah.
You can't live your adult life trying to worry about who if you're pleasing your mom
I'm
or your
not,
dad
but
after
this,
their
I'm
divorce.
Not, Allie, but
you
this
are
is the,
because
I'm
you
not.
Said I don't want to pick.
Well, listen, this is the first year that it's been like this. This is the first year my parents have been split up. So
but
obviously,
call it what it is. You're worried about hurting people's feelings, right?
Absolutely.
So
that's what it is. But it's the first year. I think after I get through the first year, it'll be much easier to navigate. But this will be the first.
I don't know if your mom's going to be fine next year, or either with you going to your dad's.
Well, I don't care about
hers.
Her. I'm not going to care about her next
My
year.
God.
This year.
Chill, dude.
I think
Give
it's in,
take it away, please, God.
I feel like it's in your best interest to just stay home this year. And if anybody wants to come up and see you, they can come up and see you. But do your thing here. That way, you don't go see mom and piss off your dad and your sisters. You don't go and see dad and your sisters.
But then I'm caring about other people's feelings, which apparently is not what I'm supposed to be doing.
No.
You guys are talking
I feel like
in
we
circles.
Can't, no, I feel like we can't win with you. You just tell us what you want to do and we're going to agree. That's
I mean,
what I feel right now. Like, what do you want to do? We're in.
But that's what I want to know. Is it okay?
No, you don't.
Just what you said right there, Gibbons. And I just said that. It's fine to just not go anywhere for Christmas. And it's going to feel weird to not go somewhere for Christmas.
Riggs, you can come to my place for Christmas and we can have a big Christmas together. Allie, you and your kids as well. We can have one big.
I'm busy, bro.
One big.
Sorry.
Riggs, we can have one big family Christmas at the Gibbons
busy.
Household at my duplex. You can come over. We can bring Samson. Bring
okay.
your wife.
The neighbor will come.
Uh-huh. Bring the
Gibbons neighbor.
It'll be beautiful. We can have the kids and the dogs and the family, one big happy family together, us.
You know what? I think my wife and I are just going to take a vacation somewhere else for Christmas now.
Oh, you know what? I'm trying to help.
They're
going to
run away.
I was all in with you, Gibbons, until you said the neighbor might be coming and the dogs and the kids.
Hey, I said that, not Gibbons.
The bee can cook. The bee can cook. My neighbor might be a bee, but she can cook.
Hold on. Don't just go to the break because I still don't know what the hell you're going to do.
I don't either.
I feel like we've just like you've had an argument with yourself.
I know. That's all I've been. That's all. Kind of
trying to talk
yes.
you off the ledge. And I don't really know where we're at right now. I don't feel like we got
what
that
do,
deep.
What do other people do? What do other people do in the split family thing? Do you go and make multiple trips? That sounds freaking exhausting.
Well, 71037's the text. Now, a lot of people live in the same cities as there. Like if you're in Milwaukee, who
right.
leaves?
And
let's
if
be
you
real.
Did, that would be different. It would make sense.
Someone texted 71037. It's unfair of his parents to even put them in that situation. They shouldn't get mad if they see one and not the other. They knew it would be different.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else said you could stay home or have two Christmases, which is also true.
I talked to a friend on the phone yesterday. He said, go see my mom this year, and then next year go see my dad, and then just alternate. Or see my mom for Christmas and my dad for New Year's. And like switch it off. And I was like, that's way too much juggling back and forth.
Yeah. Someone texted.
Well, welcome to your new life.
This is Australia. This is your new life.
And you don't
life.
Have kids. There's no reason you can't run around four different places.
That too. Like we don't have an excuse. I can't say, well.
And if your mom, like this is a different one because your mom's going to North Carolina. If next year your mom's in Indiana and your dad's in Indiana, they're both in the same state.
Yeah.
You can just kind of go back and forth. But the first year is going to be the toughest. And with such distance between the two families, physically and emotionally.
Everybody says we alternate years. That seems to be like the common thing. They alternate years.
Yeah.
And the other one that was true was now is the chance to make your own tradition. Now is the chance to change up what you do for Christmas while everything's in disarray.
Honestly, the last two texts got me too. grandparents take priority. They aren't going to be any younger. They aren't getting any younger.
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't you just go see your grandparents where, like, your mom would go there, right?
Neutral ground.
Kind of that neutral.
Kind of, yeah. Because they don't... Yeah, well, then my dad's not going to that.
No. No. That's
not exactly neutral.
Not today.
But,
in, like, five right. years, yes.
I would...
Not today, though.
I think I would rather spend Christmas with my grandparents, like that text says. Because that's... I honestly would... rather make more memories with my grandparents because I don't know how much longer I'll have them.
Somebody said see your mom for Thanksgiving and your dad for Christmas.
Yeah.
So, like, well, maybe, I'm lucky. Yeah. I got lucky being Jewish because we would just go to Thanksgiving for me and Christmas for him. See, it works out.
Yes.
Dating works out for me, people.
See?
Yes.
But it could work out with my wife, too. She's Jewish, so we could go see her family for Hanukkah, my family
for Christmas.
You don't
want to go see your mother-in-law for Christmas? You don't want to take another trip together?
Let's change the subject.
And now Pandora's box has opened up. Oh, God.
No.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.